Okay, today's daf is daf Ayin Dalid. Today's daf in the whole week is sponsored by Alan and Karen Lieberman, Lezeichon Nishmas Alan's father, Rabbi Shmuel Lieberman, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Harav Katriel, who's your tzai, Yizu Gimel Cheshvan, Shalom Hashem, Aliyah. Okay, so we're on the bottom of Ayin Gimel Beis by the Amar Rabbi Shimon. I think we're just going to go back a few lines to the two dots because it's sort of just, what's the brisa? It's one brisa. So Rabbi Shimon had argued in the Mishnah on Chachamim, and Rav Shimon had held that the Minchas Chotev of the Kohanim, which is completely burnt, so the Tanakam, the Chacham says, it's completely burnt, there's no Kemitza. Rav Shimon held that there is Kemitza, right? And then you burn the Kemitza by itself, and you burn the Shirayim by itself. And this way he's holy on the Tanakam. Tanakam says that the Minchas Chotev of the Kohanim is just like any other Minchas Kohen, which has no Kemitza, and is not eaten, and it's completely burnt on the Mizbeach. So now the Gemara brings a brisa, which we did yesterday, but we'll just go through it quickly, where it brings a brisa, which eventually is going to bring the source from Shimon. So we know Hanimili. So where did they learn? This is the Tanur Rabban, learning a brisa, v'haisel the Kohen k'mincha. Right, the Pasuk says, by the Minchas Chote, it should be for the Kohen a Mincha, sh'tehev odasak sh'erbo. The first part of the brisa says that the Kohen can do the avoda by his karban. So usually the avodah is done by the mishmaros. If a kohen has to bring a minchas chota, he's allowed to, you know, bypass the whole idea of the mishmaros and do the avodah by himself. So ata omer, you say shetei avodah sakshei rabo. That's what you say. The mishnah, the pasuk come to teach us. So ina el lahatir minchas chota shel kohanim. Or maybe it's come to teach us that v'haisa l'kohen mincha means that the minchas chota can be eaten by the kohanim. The Gemara says, if that's the Bryce says, if that's the case, umani mekayim v'chol minchas kohen kol lo teyel lo ta'achel. There's another pasuk that says that all the menachas of the kohen have to be completely burnt to mizbeach, may not be eaten. So we'll say maybe that's minchas nedavaso. Maybe that's talking about his voluntary korban mincha avachovaso, but the minchas chote, which was obligatory korban, tehein echelos, maybe that should be eaten. Tamud omar, therefore the pasuk comes and says, v'haisa la kohen ka mincha, it is like the mincha, will make, like the other mincha, comparing it to something, will make ish chovas l'nedvaso. It's making a hekesh, a comparison between his minchas chova to his minchas nedava, and by the minchas nedava, it says, kfeirish in the pasuk, kaliot tiyah. So mad nedvaso in an echeles, because it's completely burnt in his beach, al chovaso in an echeles, so too the minchas chova is not eaten. But the point of this part is that it says, v'haisa kohen mincha, it's going to teach us that the avodah is kasher by the kohen, he can do it by himself. Amar Rav Shimon, and here comes Rav Shimon. Amar Rav Shimon, this is what we're up to, v'chi nemar v'haisa kohen kim mincha so. It doesn't say v'haisla kohen k'mincha so, and therefore we can compare his minchas chote to his minchas nedava. It says v'haisla kohen k'mincha, like a mincha. It's not possessive at all. So it says v'hi nemar v'haisla kohen k'mincha so, halo nemar ela k'mincha. So it's not talking about his own, not talking about his own karbon. It's comparing his minchas chote to other karbanos. Right? Ela lahakish is coming to compare minchas kohen shel kohanim, the minchas chote of the kohan, the Kohen, ki minchas chote Yisrael. Comparing that to the minchas Kohen of the Yisrael. Ma minchas chote she Yisrael nikmetze. So just like the minchas chote of the Yisrael, a kemitza is taken off of it. Af minchas chote she Kohanim nikmetze. So too, Rav Shimon says, the minchas Kohen of the minchas chote of the Kohen has a kemitza taken off. Where it says, well, wait a second. Now if you're comparing the minchas chote of the Kohen to the minchas chote of the Yisrael, let's take that comparison all the way. I ma minchas chote shel Yisrael nikmetzes v'sheirei necholin, af minchas chote shel kohanim nikmetzes v'sheirei necholin. Let's make the comparison all the way. And just like the minchas chote of the Yisrael, kmitzas taken and the leftovers are eaten. Say the same thing by the minchas kohen of the kohen. Where it says no. Therefore, that's why it says Talmud Lomar. The pasuk says la kohen kam mincha. And make a diyuk la kohen kamincha lo ishim kamincha. What's compared? So look at Rashi. So when I say Rashi, I'm talking about the top Rashi, only because that's where my eyes go, and I'm used to it. The bottom Rashi here in the 7th to 10th Prakim, they had this Rashi Ksav Yad. Apparently, the Shita Mekubetches says that the top Rashi is not really Rashi, the real Rashi is a Rashi Ksav Yad. It happens to be that if you look in Tosos, and he quotes Perush HaKuntras, a lot of times it doesn't say it in our Rashi, it says it in the Rashi Ksav Yad. But since it's on top, Rashi Ksav Yad. So, okay. So he says the kohen kemincha, which is the second line on top. Klomar kol sheish la kohen lahasos ba yei kemincha chotah she Yisrael dekmetzes. The lowly ishim kemincha, meaning anything that the kohen has to do. He says la kohen kemincha. it's comparable. You we compare the Minchas Kohen, Minchas Kohen to the Kohen, to the Minchas Kohen to the Yisrael, for anything that the Kohen has to do, which includes Kemitza. But lowly Ishim Kemincha, but not regarding the Mizbeach. It's not comparable when it comes to things that go in the Mizbeach. As the Rashi on top points out, Le'inyim Mizbeach ain't Shavim. When it comes to things that go on the altar, they're not comparable. Minchas Chotu Shel Kohanim, Minchas Chotu Shel Yisrael. The Shayari Minchas Chotu Yisrael Nechalin, or Minchas Chotu Kohanim Kreivim. The difference is that the leftover, the Minchas Chotu Yisrael are eaten, and the leftovers of the Kohen's Korban Mincha are burnt. The idea is, he says, it's because the comparison is a Kohen Kamincha, right? The Rashi Ksaviyar, he says, well, also, Kohen Kamincha, Dimasha Tolui La'asos B'Kohen, is the first one. Whatever is dependent on the Kohen to do, Tiyeh Kamincha's Chotah Shal Yisrael. It's compared to the Minchas Chotah of Yisrael. Klomar, the Nigmetzes. The lowly Ishim Kamincha's Chotah, the Hach Vadei Kolil, and this one is not. That's how he learns it. So now the Gemara says, okay, the first part of the Braisa, so now we have the source of Rav Shimon. The first part of the Braisa we quoted gave this halacha that the Kohen, who has to bring a Minchas Chotah, he can skip the turn of the Mishmaros and do it on his own. He can do the avodah himself, if it's his. So Gemara says, Hashat hei avon sok sheiru bo, mei hacha nafka? Is that where we learn it from? Mei hasam nafka. We learn it from somewhere else. Elsewhere we say, right, we say in a Braisa, minayin the Kohen shabo makir korbanosah b'chol eis v'chol shor shirit. So how do the Kohen can bring his own korbanos at any time and any hour that he wants, meaning even it's not his mishmar, tamalomar, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in the Varim Yuches, it says, v'chi yavo ha-levi, this is one of the places where levi means Kohen, v'chi yavo ha-levi me'achar sharecha mikol Yisrael asher hu garsham, u'ba b'chol avas nafsho. Vishares, the Pasuk. The full Pasuk is, well, v'chol avas nafsho, makom asher garsham, vishares. He can come anytime he wants and service. Right? So we see from here that a Kohen is always permitted to go and to be marked his korbanos. So why are the Tanakhama and this Braisa telling us that we're learning it out from a Haisel Kohen Kamincha? Gemara says, no, Ime Hassam has just been from the Pasuk over there, Hani Mili Dabar She'ein Ba'alachet. That's only talking about something that doesn't come for a sin. Because that's maybe it's only talking about, you know, when a Dabar. About Dabar She'ba'alachet, but something that's coming for a sin, like his case over here, the Minchas Chotah, Eim Alo, we maybe would say he wouldn't be able to bring it because maybe for a chet you need someone else to do it for you, maybe it's not proper. The person is searching for kapara to actually bring the korban himself. So therefore they had the pasuk, v'haisa kohen mincha, that the Minchas Chotah is also to be brought by the kohen. So if you look right, it says, somewhere. Oh, okay. So the hanami, so Gemara says, wait a second, but that also, this halacha, that the kohen can bring a korban chatas for himself, ayot mehacha nafka, that's what we're learning it from over here. I learned it from somewhere else also. Mehasim nafka, there's another price, so the pasuk says in the midbar, parak tezvav, it says, v'chiper kohen ala nefesh, so it's a little extraneous. What do I? If it's a nefesh hashogeges, I know we did a sin bishkaga. So it's extra. So he says milame chakohen mischaper al yidei atzmo. They learn from there that the kohen could give himself kapara. So you see that he can bring a korban chatas on for his own. So why do I? If I already learned it from over there, why do I need it again from the pasuk of a haisul kohen kamincha? So Gemara says imeyahu. If it was from that pasuk, Hani Mili, I would have thought b'shogeg. That's only if he violated a sin b'shogeg can he bring his karban for kapara for shogeg. Aval b'mezid, lo. But he wouldn't be able to bring a karban for provide a kapara for a beir that he does b'mezid. Kamash Malan from our pasuk and even b'mezid. More asked right away, when do you bring a karban for mezid? Right, karban's bought b'shogeg. He says b'mezid heichem mishkachas lo. Where do you have a karban b'mezid? Where says in yeah b'zadon shvua. One of the karbanos mincha that you bring is if you swear that you don't know edus for somebody, and it finds out that it turns out that you do, the nimtashepi, if you bring a karban over your aid. In that case, even if you swore b'mezid that you didn't know, you knew for sure, you b'mezid lied, you would still bring the karban. So that's the case that it is that referring to. No, it's a karban over your aid.
Okay.
And
everyone brings, not just the
kohen. Correct, but he could bring, he would be able to hear.
For himself.
Right. Okay. Yeah, skip between the Rashi and the Rashi stuff. You have to find. Right, it happens in Rashi. Rashi Ksav Yah quotes the Gemara in Krisos, I believe, that there are four things that you chayv a korban on mezid, just like for shogeg. It's habal shufa harut rufa, it's a nazir shenitma, shuos edus, and shuos hapikadon. So there's not, I guess, I'll bring us an example of one, but there are four. All right, tani idach. Right, another brisa. So this is, again, talking about the hakrava, the offering of the mincha chote of the kohen. Tani idach. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon said, minchas chote shel kohanim nikmetzes, like our Mishnah, Rav Shimon, same Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, which says that the minchas chote of our last cycle, this daf was on Lag BaOmer. So everyone was making a big deal that we quoted Rav Shimon Bar Shimon on Lag BaOmer. Rabbi Leibowitz said, we quote Rav Shimon every day. it's not like right, basically every day. He's one of the main characters, you know. He doesn't have a supporting role. He's got a lead role in Shas. Okay, so Tani Ida, Rav Shimon Omer, Minchas Chotesh HaKohanim, Dikmetzes, and Minchas Kohen of the Kohanim gets Kmitza, Vakom is Karav Bifnei Atzmo, Vasharayim Karav Bifnei Atzmo, and the Sharayim are Karav Bifnei Atzmo. So therefore, that's exactly like our Mish. So comes his son, Rabbi Lezeb, the son of Rav Shimon says, Hakomet Karav La'atzmo. He agrees with his father that a Kmitza is taking off the Minchas Chotesh of the Kohen. But as opposed to his father, who says the Shirayim also get hukrav on the Mizbeach, he says the Hashirayim mispazrim al Beis HaDeshen. The leftovers are spread out or thrown out over the Beis HaDeshen. The Beis HaDeshen, the problem is, the Beis HaDeshen is where you burn things. There are a lot of places that are Beis HaDeshen. So the Gemara says, Amar b'chir bar Abba, Havi bar Rabbi Yochanan was Dan in this Braisa, Beis HaDeshen deHecha. Which Beis HaDeshen is Rabbi Lezer talking about? Idemala, if he's talking about the Beis HaDeshen on top of the Mizbeach, well then that's the same thing of his father. His father says you burn it on the Mizbeach. You spread it on the Beis HaDeshen on the Mizbeach, it's the same thing. Right? Idemala, hainu avua. That's the same shita as his father. Idemata, if the Kavana is talking about the Beis HaDeshen that's below the Mizbeach, meaning that's on the, it's on the eastern side of the ramp, but that's where every morning they do the Trumas HaDeshen, so the problem the Gemara is, do we find any part of a korban that's offered and burnt below, not on the floor, not on the mizbeach? Rashi says, top Rashi. No, that's not it. I can't get confused. Bottom Rashi. The key yesh l'chadavar shekarav l'mata kasolka daitach l'shem hakrava kamar. Because right now we have the havanim is that it's being put on the Beis HaDeshen as a korban. That Rav Shimon, that Rav Lezer's idea was that you spread it out on the Beis HaDeshen like a korban. So Gemara says, Amalei Rav Abba, wait a second, no, who says it's a korban? Dimali Ibud, maybe the Kavana of Rav Lezer, that you put it on the Beis HaDeshen Mata, and he's not saying that you put it there to be makrivit. He's saying that L'chachila, you put it there to go away. So the Gemara says, they asked him, Achichu Alei, I guess they laughed at Rabbi Abba, and they said, have you ever found anything from the Karbanos that you dafka do something to it in order for it to go to Ibud? Like, why would you put the Shirayim on go to waste? Either burn them on the Mizbeach or eat them. Why would you want waste not want not? Why would you make them go to waste? Right, Rashi says, you know it's going to go to waste. Like, things go to waste if something happens to them. But to purposely put it away, put it to waste. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is going to bring a Gzeir Sakasov that would bring it to the Beis HaDeshen to go to waste in order to prove Rabbi Lazar, Tani, right? Tani, Avua de Rabbi Avin. I guess the only Abraisa Avud Rabin says, the Pasuk says, Kol Minchas Kohen Kolel Tiyeh Lo Seyachel. So it says, Kol Minchas Kohen Kolel Tiyeh Lo Seyachel La'achila Hi Kashtia V'lo Davar Acher. I compared the Minchas Kohen to the other Minachos regarding Achila, but not regarding anything else, to figure out what that means. And Rashi says, Tap Rashi, Kol Minchas Kohen Kolel Tiyeh V'minchas Chote Shokohanim the Minchas Nedava. So we're comparing the Minchas Kohen to his Minchas Nedava. Tarvayu ein ne'echalas. They compared regarding that they've not eaten. Below the davar acher. They're not compared to anything else. Le'in hakrava. They're not comparable when it comes to being makriv. The shari Minchas Chote Shalom ein krivim. Elamis parzim abeis hadeshen. The pasuk is basically saying it's not comparable. It's a gzeiras hakasav that it only It's compared to his minchas adavar garling achila, but regabe da'akrava, it's not compared, and therefore it could go the ivud. So Gemara is going to say, so Micah Amar, what is this, what's the drasha here? So I'm a little confused with this, but Amar Abaye, Hachika Amar. This is how we explain the drasha. Right, so the full pasuk is, Kol minchas kohen kalil tiyel lo seachel. Comes Abaye and says, Kol minchas kohen lo seachel, he goes to the second part of the pasuk first. Every minchas kohen lo seachel, that's chuvaso. That's talking about his minchas chatas. Right, his minchas chatas. But the first part of the pasuk, which says kalil tiyeh, that's only talking about his nedava. That's kalil. So lo seachel is only about the minchas chatas. Just don't eat. You can't eat it. But everything else gets thrown away. But when it comes to the kalil tiyeh, that's talking about the minchas. It's talking about his nedava, and that's the shirai. Right, so that's kalil tiyeh, means it's completely burnt. What's completely burnt is only talking about the nedava. So what's completely burnt is the nedava, which merely not eaten, but included in completely burnt is not eaten. So the minchas nedava is completely burnt, meaning it's not eaten and it's completely burnt. The minchas kohen, the minchas chatas, is just not eaten, but it's not kula kolil. So what do you do if it's not kula kolil? You spread it out on the base hadesha. The shirayim. The kohen is burnt. If you take a kohen, it's clearly burnt. So we're within the shita of Rav Shimon. Right, so Amalei Rava says to Abaye, Sakina Harifa Mafsika Karai. You took a sharp knife and you cut up the pasuk. Because you darshan the pasuk backwards, basically. You cut up the pasuk. So he doesn't argue with him. He just doesn't argue with how he darshan with the pasuk. So El Amar Rava says, this is how you darshan the pasuk. Ko minchas kohen. Every mincha of the kohen, which means now we are comparing the minchas kohen to the minchas chavitin. Not the minchas nadava, but to the minchas chavitin, which is born every day, which is completely burnt. Right? Kalio tiyen idvaso. So if it's an adava, it's completely burnt. Lo seyachel chovaso. And not being eaten is the chova. I don't know exactly sure how he changes the drasha. The idea is that they're darshaning from the pasuk that the minchas, the chova is merely lo seyachel. The adava is completely burnt. So since the chova is only lo seyachel, that means you don't eat it, but you don't burn the leftovers. So what do you do with the leftovers? You pour it out onto the base of Deshen, and that's a raya to Rabbi Abba's answer that it's Dilma Le'ibud, even though they laughed at him, they scoffed, but there's a brayso that's supporting him.
So now Rabba seems to be agreeing that you throw it out then.
Rabba agrees to Abaye, he just somehow didn't agree to the way he darshan the pasuk. And he tries to darshan the pasuk a little differently. I'm just not clear as what the difference is.
Agree with him saying that we don't find a case if you throw it out.
That's the Achichole, that was the Bnei Yeshiva laughed at on Rabbi Abba. And then they brought this brisa of Rabbi of Avua to Rabbi Avin, which was explained by Vayin Rava to bring a proof to Rabbi Abba. They didn't know the brisa, I guess. So they laughed at him. He said, "You're right. There is no other place. But here's a Xeris Akasim that this is what you're supposed to do."
I have no idea. I'm saying, is that happen all the time?
I don't know. Okay. Listen, after 14 years in the cave, maybe, after a bunch of years in the caves, you might come to some disagreements here and there. Okay. The Epochana. So the Gemara says, why don't we flip it around? Why are you learning it this way? Why don't you say the opposite? That the Nedava is what's only Lo Seyachel, and therefore its leftovers get spread out, and it's the Chova that's completely burnt. So the Gemara says, Mistabro Nidvaso Havale Leribui. It makes sense to say that the Minchas Nedava is completely burnt, like the Minchas Chavitin, because it's comparable to the Minchas Chavitin in the following ways. Shekein Tadira, it's possible to make a Nedava every single day, and the Minchas Chavitin is brought every single day. Lo Chati, they're both similar in the fact that they don't come for a sin. And Besim Recha, and they also have a beautiful smell. When it comes to the Minchas Nedava, as opposed to the Minchas Chatas, there was a more beautiful korban, because we didn't want the Minchas Chotet to be such a pretty korban. The Gemara says, Adarabba, on the other hand, Chovatso Havile Leriboye, the Minchas Chova should be compared to the Minchas Chavitin. And if you're compared to the Minchas Chavitin, then it's completely burnt. Right? He says, because Shekein Isaron, they have the same shear, which is a tenth of an Eifa, no more. But the Minchas Nadava, you can even bring 60 Yisaronim. And Chova, they're both obligatory. Minchas Chavitin has to be brought every day. The Minchas Chauta is a Chova. So that's two times. So the Gemara says, Hanin Nefishin. Now three is greater than two, so we can compare it to the thing that's we're going to compare to something that's comparable in three ways, as opposed to something that's comparable in two ways. I guess quantity over potential quality. Fine. So now,
They're all good reasons.
So now that true. So they're all good reasons. So we'll take 3/2. You're right. So now that the after we explained that according to Rabbi Lezer, that the words Lo Se'achel by the Minchas Chotah are coming to teach us that the Shirayim go to waste, and we don't do Kalil Tia on that. The Gemara is now going to ask, why did it say Lo Tachel according to the people who hold that Minchas Chotah is completely burnt? This whole idea that the Minchas Chotah, the Shirayim, is just spread out in the base of Deshen, that was only according to Rabbi Lezer. Everyone else held that the leftover, I mean, anybody else within the Shita of Shimon who holds it, yes, you take Mitzah, holds that the Shirayim are burnt. Right? According to Tanakama, there is no Shirayim because everything is burnt. So,
is there a problem with burning it? Is that also destroying it? Why can't you burn it? Is there a problem to burn it as opposed to...
I guess so. Maybe it's not a carbon. It's not supposed to burn the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, the Rabbanan will hold that the Minchas Chotah is completely burnt. Hi, ko minchas kohen kalil tiyeh lo se'echel mayavilei. How do they learn this drasha? How do they learn this pasuk of kalil tiyeh and then lo se'echel? The lo se'echel was extra. So the extra lo se'echel is what Rav Shimon and they came to, so he says, mi boi le lechid etzanya, we need it for the following two things, I guess. Ein li ela el yona b'chol tiktar and v'tachtona b'lo se'echel. Minayin li tina amr shal zeh b'zeh v'z amr shal zeh b'zeh. So what's going on? So, we only know the El Yonah, which is the earlier Parsha, which is the Parsha of Minchas Chavitin, that there it says, Kalil Tiktar, completely burnt. And the Taktona, the Minchas Kohen that's mentioned at the end of the Parsha, is Lo Se'achel, meaning that there's an Isser to eat it. So Minayin, how do I know that the Kulo Kalil goes on the second part, the second Minchas we're talking about, and Amar Bezeh Bezeh, and that it should be a violation to eat the Minchas Chavitim, which is discussed above, Tamalomar, Kalul Kalul Xerishava. We have Kalul Kalul Xerishava. Nemar Khan, by the passage that talks about the Minchas Kohen, it says Kalil. The Nemar Halal, it says before, by the Minchas Chavitim, which is also Minchas Kohen, it says Kalil. It says completely destroyed. Malhom with Kalil Tiktar. So just like over there, the Minchas Chavitim, you have to burn the whole thing. So to over here, the Kalil Tiktar. You burn the whole thing, no, there's no Komets, no Kmits, and everything's burnt. Umakan by the other menachos litain lo sasel chilaso. There's a lav if you violate the, and you eat the, if you eat any part of this mincha you violate a lav. Afla halon so too earlier by the minchas chavitin there will be a lav litain lo tasel chilaso. There will be a lav if you eat any part of that mincha. By Ravina kohen. So sorry by Ravina. Ravina asks the following question. So kohen. The problem is why does it say kohen here? Could be anybody, but Gir says Kohen she'achol min ha'imurin. A Kohen eats parts of the karbanos that are supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. Mahu, what has he violated something over here? So the Gemara says lav de zaros. The fact that a zar is eating this, right? The Kohen is a zar lagavi. This also is supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. That he's not asking. Lo kami boile. That's not what I'm asking. Has he violated that lav? Yeah, a zar is not allowed to touch us. He violated lav. He coming violated. What my suffix is lav de kolo tiem but my. Has he also violated a lav because of this gezeira shava that we just said before? Is that kolo tiem isn't supposed to be burnt? We just went by the menachos. If something's supposed to be burnt, it is a lav to eat it. Does that lav also but mincha? Does that lav also apply to the emurim of a carbon of an animal? So Amar of Aharon, which is interesting. I don't know how often we see the name of Aharon. Right, that's a cameo, right? Amar of Aaron. If you look in the
never see Rav Moshe.
Right, but there's Amar of Aaron. So it's so in the Haggos. I think they take it out and they just say Amar Rav. They take out Rav Aaron. They won't even give us Rav Aaron. Right. So Amar of Aaron the Ravina Tashma. Bring a proof.
You wonder they not name their children that old old time around.
I guess so. I mean, there's Rabbi Shmuel's, there's Avram, there's Yitzchak, yeah. And Yaakov.
Yeah. Those names may have come back. Right.
Is there a Rav David? No.
No Shlomo.
It's weird.
Tons of
Eliyahu. But that's his base measures.
Right.
That's not individual, that name. Okay. A lot of names that go, magic someone comes home and says, what was the name of the baby? Tradion. You know, like... those names don't exist.
Vaya.
Papa. So Amar of Aaron the Ravina, of Ravid even, Tashma, I'll bring a Raya from a Bryce. So the Tanya, we have a Bryce that says, but let's Omer, Kol Shehu B'Kol Tiyya, anything that's supposed to be completely burnt and on the Mizbeach, Litein Lo Sase Al Achila. So there's a lav, if you violate them, you eat it. So yeah, there would be a lav if you ate any of the Emurim. Next.
If that's the case, why does he have to say, add the word Lo Shehu. If there's automatic lav, so that's extra.
Well, because that lav is only, it's only in the Korban Mincha case. And he's saying that applies even to the pasuk is talking about a korban mincha, so he's saying that pasuk would teach is applying even to. But no, there's no pasuk he's quoting. Yeah, it doesn't have the question. I think the similar question is like, so how do you if it's in korban mincha? I think it's the flip side of your question. If it's only written in korban mincha, how do you know it apply to other korbanos? And if it applies to all korbanos, why would you even need, like your question, why would you even need it to just discuss korban mincha if it applies to everything, right? I don't know. Okay, next Mishnah. The minchas kohanim, the mincha that a kohen brings, u minchas kohen mashiach, and that is the minchas chavitin that he brings every day, u minchas nesachim, and the korban mincha that comes with the korban, those go to the mizbeach, those go up on the mizbeach, the ein behem the kohanim. The kohanim have no share or portion in that. And in these, the power of the Mizbeach is greater than the power of Kohanim. And it all belongs to the Mizbeach, they get nothing. On the other hand,
the house ones.
On the other hand, Shtei HaLechem, right, the Shtei HaLechem that we bring on Shavuos, Melechem upon him, and the showbreads that we every week in the Shulchan, Necholim Kohanim, those are eaten completely by the Kohanim, the Ein Behem Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach gets nothing. These things, the koach of kohanim is greater than the koach of the mizbeach. So from the lashon of the Mishnah, it says ubeze yofe koach mizbeach. It's mashma that specifically ubeze these things. That's the koach of mizbeach is greater. Meaning it's only these things that the mizbeach gets everything, and the kohanim don't get anything. So the Gemara asks.
The
Gemara says, but it's a lot more. The sulaka. And there's nothing else that only goes on the Mizbeach. Va'ika Ola. We have the Ola. The Korban Ola is completely burnt under the Mizbeach, and the Kohanim get nothing. So we said, no, it's not true. Ika Ola Kohanim. But the Korban Ola, the Kohanim get the hides. Baha Ika Ola Sa'of. What about the Ola Sa'of that's completely burnt on the Mizbeach? So when it says, no, Ika Mura Venutza. You have the crop, I think it is, and the gizzard, the crop and the gizzard, which are taken off, and are not put on the Mizbeach. But the Mizbeach doesn't get everything. So the case of the Mishnah was where the Mizbeach is getting everything.
Right.
It's the Mizbeach getting everything, the Kohanim getting nothing. So by the old law, the Kohanim gets something. By the old law, the Mizbeach doesn't get everything.
Can you not argue that the hide
is not actually part of the Ola? It's part of the bird.
It's not part of the Ola. Why
not? So the bird, they're not getting the entire bird. So, what about the Nesachim? The Nesachim go completely on the Mizbeach. He says, the Mishnah Sekhara says, L'shisim Azli. They're put down those pipes. They're not really burnt on the Mizbeach. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says, Uma Bezo. So when it doesn't mention the Mizbeach, it says, Ma Bezo. When it comes to the Pasuk, the Mishnah said, Bezo, or it says here, Bezeh, Yafik Kolcham Mizbeach when Kohanim. Why does the Mishnah have to say Bezeh Yofik Kol HaMizbeach that it's come to teach us that only these things in the Mishnah are not eaten to the Kohanim, but other things are eaten? What do you mean? What else? He's Lafukim Yishmuel to go against the sheet of Shmuel, right? The Amr Shmuel HaMisnadev Yayin. If someone makes a Nedava to give wine to the Mizbeach without a Karban, Meviya Umizalfo Al Gabe Ishim, you come and you sprinkle a little bit onto the fire. That's the whole thing to do, but now that's a psych ratio because you now going to make the fire diminish the fire, and you're sprinkling water on the fire. Okay, that's a different sugya. It says Meviu Mizalfo Agabe Ishim Kamash Malan. You see from our Mishnah that's not the case. Dilushitin Asli, not like Shmuel. Our Mishnah seems to indicate that the wine doesn't go on the fire. It just goes down the tubes. like anything else.
Then we would have people who donate Eitzim.
Donate Eitzim, and the Eitzim go on the Mizbeach and completely burnt. Right? But what? But how does this come? I don't know. But I'm saying, what's going on here, though? What's left? The Bazo has come to tell us that only these things are carved on the Mizbeach. It comes against Shmuel. Right, because Shmuel says that there are other things that go on the Mizbeach, and by saying Bazo, he's showing that the wine doesn't go on the Mizbeach. I'm not sure. Because now the Gemara brings Messiah to Shmuel. They weren't going to bring a Tana that's a source to Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, a different you know, Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, HaMisnadev Shemen. Someone who makes an Adava to bring oil. Not the Ani of the carbon, just to bring oil. Komtso. You take the Kemitza from the oil. I guess it's viscous enough that you can take the Kemitza from the oil. Ushiyarav. And the leftover of the oil after is Ne'echalim. Is eaten by the Kohanim. So you see from here, right, that's a raya because the Mishnah doesn't mention that the oil is completely goes to the Mizbeach. I guess there must have been a machlokas regarding the oil, whether it's completely burnt on the Mizbeach or not. Here it seems to me that just the Kemitza is put on the Mizbeach, not the Shirayim. And our Mishnah is a raya because our Mishnah doesn't mention oil as being one of the things that's completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Okay. Shtei ha-lechem, the lechem ha-panim. So the two lechem and the lechem ha-panim, those are eaten by the Kohanim. They don't go on the Mizbeach, and that's Yafek Kalach Kohanim Kalach Mizbeach. So Gemara says Vesuleka, and there are no other things that are eaten only by the Kohanim, and the Mizbeach gets nothing. V'ha'ika Chatas Of. We have the Chatas Of, which is given completely to Kohanim. So he's not going to like this one. He says Ika Dama. No, when it comes to the birds, it's still the blood. The Kohen doesn't get the blood. I mean, I don't know what the Kohen could do with the blood. Yeah. What is he going to do with the blood? That goes on the Mizbeach. But you know, conceptually, he's not getting the entire bird. All right, v'ha'ika log shemen shel metzora. What about the log shemen of the metzora that's eaten by the kohanim and nothing goes on the mizbeach? Why is that not listed? It says ika matnosav. You have the put a little bit on the person's hand. All right, and Rashi says something strange here. Rashi says that there's a part of it that's sprinkled on the parochas. Tosafot says what's sprinkled on the parochas? Right, Rashi says, you look at Tosus Ika Matnosav, he says, Perish Matanos al HaParochas. V'lo Mashmar came at Komets Rav El, right, the Amar Sheva Azor Shebifnim, Bishab Mitzorah, Michlal Shebifnim, Mitzorah Lo Hayib Bifnim. There's nothing of the Mitzorah that's going inside. And he says, so it's what other people say is that it's talking about, you put the drops of oil onto the Mitzorah himself. So he's not getting everything. Granted, the Mizbeach's not getting anything, but he's not getting everything. Umay Bazo, so why does that have to say specifically Zeh? Lafuki Lamanda Amar, this comes to exclude the Manda Amar and says, Shtei Halechem Abos Pnei Atzman. If someone in Shvuah has brought Shtei Lechem without the Kifsei Shlomim, according to the one who says that they're not Ma'akev each other, right? He says, Lisrefa Asyon, those are burnt, right? They're not Lechila. So Kamash Malan, so it comes to teach us not like that. That even in these cases, in all cases of Shtei Halechem, it all goes to the Kohanim, and it doesn't go onto the Mizbeach. Hey, Rashi, if you say, there's another Rashi. So that's what we're going to look at the Rashi on top. So Rashi gives three cases. So right at the top, when I say Rashi on top, I mean not the Ksav Yad, but it's like I don't know, two-fifths of the way down. It says, Shtei Halechem Abam Ifnei Atzman. So number one, it says, Misha Yisnadev Shtei Lechem L'Shnei Halechem V'lo Shnei Kvasim. Someone makes an Adava that he's going to bring the Shtei Lechem. He doesn't make the Adava to bring the Shnei Kvasim. Afil Hachi Shal Kohanim. These still belong to the Kohanim. The low also the Sreifan, they don't get burnt.
But isn't it a corporate symbol?
Right, so a guy makes an adava to bring Shtei Lechem.
Right.
Not the Shtei Lechem, but he makes an adava to bring Shtei Lechem. Right, to belong to the Kohanim.
You just invented an adava.
Yeah, I'm being misnadev, two pieces of bread to the Beis Hamikdash.
On Shabbos you mean, or not?
What?
I thought you weren't allowed to bring Chametz.
It's not going on Mizbeach, though.
No, it's not. You're not allowed to bring Chametz to the...
Well, there are places, Shtei Lechem is Chametz, there are a bunch of things. Toldeh is Chametz. He makes an adava to bring the shteya lechem, so it's not going to count as a shteya lechem, but the kohen still gets to eat it.
Right.
Al Omer, another thing, shteya lechem and bun b'fnei atzmon. He goes shelo hayu kvasim. Maybe this is better for you, Marcel. They don't have the sheep. They don't have the kvasim. Shenevdu, that they were lost. The karmin le'el perekat cheles yunufo b'tuvar tzuroson v'yotze leves hasreifa. Right. Upligi. That's what it says over there. That gets him burnt. Upligi amarei hasam. So he's, this mission says that no, it would be eaten. Right? The Kiva comes to against the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. The Amr Shteilecha Abosaf Le'atzmon. The Shteilecha come by himself. Below Kvasim, the Sabar Kvasim Aim Akvinus Alechem goes against the sheet that says that if you don't have the Kvasim, you can't bring the Shteilechem. Here it says you still bring the Shteilechem, and the Shteilecha will be eaten. I agree. The first one is a little difficult. But what do you mean he's Medavet Shteilechem? Okay. Fine. So start the next Mishnah. We're just going to do the Mishnah to the Gemara, because then tomorrow it's going to go all into the process of the Mincha. Okay. So Kol HaMenachos HaNasos B'Kli. So any Korban Mincha that's made in a Kli, in a utensil, which would be like the Minchas Machlas or the Minchas Machreshes, which I think it's coming to exclude the Minchas Mafetanor that's made in the oven. Am I right?
Yeah, well, I don't know what these things are.
Right, so one's a deep pan, one's a shallow pan. All right. So anything that's made in a kli, ta'unos shlosha matnos shemon. It's the oil is placed in it three times. The Mishnah lists the three times. It lists them out of order. Right. The elohei. What are these? It's yitzika, blila, umatan shemon b'kli kodim lesiyason. There's yitzika, blila, and putting the shemon. So basically, before at the beginning, when you have the pan, they have the kli. The kohen would put oil into the kli. Okay, and then afterwards he puts the flour on top of the shemen, and he kneads it with this lukewarm water. Afterwards, he puts and when he makes the dough, he puts oil on top of this dough, and then afterwards, after that again, he's going to do yitzikah. He's going to pour oil on top of it as well. Let's look at the Rashi, the top half Rashi. He says. Kol minchas nasa b'klishar is kol minchas machvas u'marcheshes tu'unos gimel pa'ami matan shemen. Yitzika b'lila matan shemen. Shebetchila ha'inos in shemen b'kli kolim t'ilis ha'solis. First you put the oil in the kli before you put the flour. V'achar kei nosin alav as ha'solis. Then you put the flour on top. V'chozer v'nosin shemen livlo b'shemen. Then you put oil on top of the flour to knead everything with the oil. V'chozer v'nosin alav shemen, and then you put more on it l'kai mitzvah yitzika. To be kind of mitzvah of yitzika. Lafuke to exclude Minchas Mafe, the Minchas Mafe is something that's baked in the oven itself. She'ein Maaseh B'Kli, it's not baked in a Kli. She'ein Nefes B'Tanor, She'ein Tun Yitzika. That's baked in the oven, and it's not going to require this last placing of the Shem, which is Yitzika. About Idach Ves Matal Sricha, but the other two placings of the oil, it would need. Okay. And he says, I forgot the Masnis and money Yitzika, and then he explains why the Mishnah makes it. Was out of order. The Yitzika should be last, and it's mentioned Yitzika first. Okay. Then the Mishnah goes to explain the difference of machlokas, I guess, whether or not you have to knead the minchos that are made out of chalos. Right? Chalos bololon, right? What bololon? What does bololon mean?
Mixing.
Okay. Right, so chalos bololon. You're mekayim the mitzvah of the lila of chalos, I guess, after they're baked. When he says you bake them, then you break them up, and then you put the shemen on it, and then mix it together. Divrei Rebbe, the chamrom solis, that you mix the oil together, I guess, with it before it's baked. And then it says chalos, the chalos that are baked in the oven, to unos blila, they require this mixing, right? Like we just said by Rabbi Chamim, they both say that you require the mixing. So my chok says when you require the mixing, you need a YouTube video to show how you make korban mincha, right? Rikikin are the wafers, they don't require mixing, ela meshicha, they don't mix it together, they just require this pouring of the shemen on the rikikin, ketzad moshchan, so how do you pour on it? Kimin ki, like the key. Ki apparently is a Greek letter, maybe it's like a backward C, I think. Kimin ki, v'shar ha-shemen ne'echolim le'kohanim.
It's like an X.
It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas.
Oh, when I learned Greek, it's pronounced key, and it's
right.
Like an X.
Right, so it's a machlokas. All right?
How it's done, I can't.
So he says here it's like a test. So, okay, we'll get to that machlokas. and the left and the shemen that's left over in the kli that's not placed onto the chalos of the rikikin are nechalim the kohanim. They get eaten by the kohanim. Menachem, good luck tomorrow explaining.
I'm not sure I understand it.
We'll stop here.